So it is our good karma to be able to have Ajahn Nisarano as our speaker tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please give him a warm welcome.
Thank you, Hock Chin, and thank you everyone for coming this evening. So, very nice. Some people might think of me as having lived in a cave for 8 years, a caveman. Somebody thought I was living like Neanderthal man. Not quite, it was very comfy. So good. So this evening we start with a meditation as usual, with a guided meditation. And as always, I like to have a theme for the meditation. And the theme that I felt that came to mind was freedom, because we hear about freedom quite a bit these days, and I'll talk about it in the talk as well. But what we focus on in meditation, of course, is not thinking about freedom. That's not the point. It's to bring up the feeling of freedom. I think everybody really knows that feeling of freedom that comes from letting go of something that's been a problem, that's been a burden in our lives. And it brings immediately this sense of joy and happiness into the mind, a lightness of being, we often say. So it's sort of uplifting, it brings hope, and it's positive. So this feeling is very useful in meditation, because what we can do is infuse the meditation with this feeling. We are all, as Ayakema, one of my teachers, said, our lives, human beings' lives, are run by feeling. It's not thinking. It's feeling that drives our lives. And for everybody, this feeling of freedom can come from different triggers, like when we walk in the bush, we go for a walk in the bush, either on our own or with other people. Sometimes when we see a fantastic panorama, sometimes at the beach, these sorts of places can bring up this feeling of freedom for us. I know for me, starting a journey can. It's quite interesting why that should be. Starting a holiday, going on a holiday, it can bring this sense of leaving it all behind, all the problems, all the difficulties, putting them down for a while. And of course, for some people too, coming to a monastery, coming to a place like the Buddhist Society of Western Australia can bring up that feeling too of freedom, doing a meditation retreat. And also some people will recognize this feeling of freedom you can get sometimes when you're playing sports, like swimming, surfing, mountain climbing, any of these things, and even, you know, for dancers and so on, when they get into what we call the zone, and there's this sort of quality of the body performing and the mind watching what's happening. And this can be a sense of freedom too. So this evening we will, for each of us, look for a trigger. Try to remember occasions when we had this feeling of freedom, and use that in the meditation to colour the whole of the meditation, the present moment, the breath, and to share it at the end of the meditation. So the reason I teach this all the time, actually not often, is that I teach using feeling in the meditation is because it makes the meditation object that more attractive. It becomes very attractive. And when the meditation object is attractive, be it the breath, walking, whatever it is, we can stay with it. And when we stay with anything long enough, then the automatic process the Buddha talks about will arise, where there would be joy, happiness, tranquility in the body, and then the mind will come together. That will happen by itself if we can stay long enough. Many people use force, but that doesn't work. It's not sustainable anyway. So we can have a guided meditation. It's only 20 minutes now. It's getting shorter with all this talking. So if you'd like to find a posture that is comfortable for you, so we can close the eyes and we can get in touch with the body all the better, really. and we can let go of the past and the future. The past is history, and the future is a mystery. Just to be here, to arrive here. Sometimes we're rushing to come, to get here in time. Now just for us to arrive here, be in the present moment. Be free in the present moment. And there's nothing we need to do, and nowhere we need to go. We're just free for the time of the meditation. Free of the past, the future. And we can focus on the body and just make any adjustments we need to bring a sense of balance. To balance the head over the shoulders and the shoulders over the hips. To feel a sense of relaxation but alignment as well. And we can relax the body mentally using this kindness, this care, soothing the body, starting at the top of the head and relaxing the top of the head, back of the head and sides of the head, and moving our attention down the face, relaxing as we go. Soothing it around the eyes, around the mouth, and down to the neck, all around the neck, giving this mental massage. And moving the attention, bringing to mind the right shoulder, and moving our attention along the right shoulder with this gentle, warm, kind attention. And bringing to mind the right arm and moving our attention down the right arm to include the elbow, the wrist, hand and fingers. With a soothing, relaxing attention. And we can bring to mind the left shoulder and move our attention along the left shoulder, giving it a good mental massage and letting go of the burden and any tension in the left shoulder. Now moving the attention to the left arm, starting at the top of the left arm and moving down to include the elbow, wrist, hand and fingers, giving this warm, caring attention to the left arm. Allowing the left arm to relax. And now bringing to mind the back, starting at just below the shoulders and moving our attention down the back, giving it this mental massage. allowing any tension, any uncomfortable areas to relax, soothing them. And now bringing to our minds the front of the body, starting below the shoulders and moving our attention down the front of the body to include the chest, the diaphragm, the abdomen, soothing and relaxing any tense areas, any areas of pressure, soothing it with this kindness, care and warmth. And now bringing to mind the right leg, starting at the top of the right leg and moving our attention down the right leg to include the knee, ankle, foot and toes, soothing it, relaxing it with this kindness, this care. And now bringing to mind the left leg, starting at the top of the left leg and moving our attention down the left leg to include the knee, ankle, foot and toes with this soothing mental massage. And now becoming aware of the whole body just sitting here comfortably with a sense of full of care and kindness, relaxed, soothed, calmed from head to toe. And now we can just remember anything that has triggered, has brought up for us this feeling of freedom in our lives. It may be walking in the bush, starting a journey, going to a monastery, going on holiday, or going on a meditation retreat. Just bringing up. Seeing what's triggered this feeling of freedom, being unburdened, lightened, a sense of joy, of having let go of something that was difficult or oppressive. So we get in contact with that feeling, however we experience it, and fill our minds and bodies with this feeling of freedom, this lightness of being. And we allow this feeling to colour whatever we're experiencing here in the present moment, be it the sounds, feelings in the body, the temperature, whatever we're aware of moment by moment, colouring it with this feeling of freedom, of joy, of lightness. And when the breath comes to you, when you become aware of the breath, just to notice it coming in, coming out, and where it is coming in, coming out, whether at the nose, chest, or abdomen, wherever you're aware of the breath coming and going. Can be a useful reference point during the meditation. And we can give this gift of the feeling of freedom to the breath. So the breath becomes this freedom. Breathing in free. Breathing out free. And if the feeling of freedom diminishes, we can just recall whatever triggered that feeling, whatever we used that brought that feeling up, to refresh the feeling of freedom. And we can share this feeling of freedom. Share it with everyone here and watching online. Wishing that they may have this feeling of freedom, this joy, this letting go of a burden. And we can expand this sharing to include everyone in this area and keep expanding to include the whole earth, all the beings, sharing this feeling of freedom, lightness of being. Wishing all beings, may you be free within yourselves, wherever you are, whatever your circumstances and difficulties. And now we can bring the attention back to ourselves and anchor this feeling of freedom in our hearts and have the aspiration to use this feeling of freedom as often as we can and to use it as a refuge. And we can, at this stage of the meditation, coming close to the end of the meditation, just ask ourselves, how do I feel? Did I experience this feeling of freedom or not? And if I did, what caused it to arise? And now ring the bell 3 times, and on the 3rd time, if you'd like to come out of meditation, open your eyes slowly and relax the body. So we can open the eyes and come out of meditation.